I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. If you just joined us, welcome. If you stayed with us, I'm glad you did. We're talking today about foods that age you. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to stay young. You know, as the song said, I want to live forever. And I know I'm not, but I want to stay as young as I can for as long as I can. And that's through chiropractic care. I mean, chiropractic care should be part of everybody's lifestyle, if for no other reason, to keep the joints mobile so they're less likely to wear out. When you mobilize a joint, it stays loose. It allows fluid into the discs and into the cartilage. So, yeah, you want to keep those joints mobile. And chiropractic care is the best way to keep your joints mobile. And there's 206 bones in the body. All of them can come out of place, and they all need to be checked and put back in place if your goal is to keep a healthy body. And mobility is youth. And if you start having pain, you're not moving around as much, that's going to really speed up the aging process. So chiropractic care, of course, is my secret to keeping my body healthy. I have some real serious issues. I have a fracture in my low back. I have a traumatic brain injury. So yeah, it's not like I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth and I've lived this blessed life. No, I'm really messed up physically. But without keeping the joints mobilized, I would not be here right now. I could not share all this knowledge with you right now because that's the thing that's kept my body functioning. So chiropractic care really should be part of the slowing down the aging process. We talked about water. We talked about acids in the body. If you eat bacon, ham, sausage, meats, wow, you're just, yeah, it was a stick song. You're killing yourself, right? You're killing yourself. The bacon, the ham, the sausage usually use nitrates. And nitrates, when they're heated around proteins, become nitrosamines. And nitrosamines are known carcinogens. Also, they're very high in free radicals. They're loaded with salt. The bacon, especially if it's pork product, I mean, even Moses, when he wrote Leviticus, said, don't eat pork. I don't understand why anyone would do that. But I used to eat it. It tasted good. I remember. The preservatives, the processed meats, they create something called free radicals again. Free radicals are those Pac-Man molecules, waka, 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 eating through your body. And they can eat away at your connective tissue. So if you have to have bacon, if you have to have sausage, there are plant-based versions of them made with things like soybeans, made with nuts and seeds. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't taste as good. Full disclosure. I mean, I haven't had an animal product in 38 years. And if you knew what I knew, you would do what I do. It's very simple. And, some people want to discuss it. Some people want to argue. Some people are just jerks and, hey, you're wrong. But 99% of people I deal with listen and say, wow, that makes sense. I never looked at it like that before. And it really does. Because if bacon and sausage and ham were better for me than what I'm eating now, I'd be eating them. My goal is to get the healthiest nutrients in my body as quickly as possible. That's it. I don't care what it is. I'm not biased. I want to eat the healthiest food possible. And the nice part is the healthiest food is usually the cheapest food. And it's also the food that's better for you. It's for everything. I mean, I'm not a planet guy, but it's better for the planet. It's everything. So when you have these free radicals and oxidation occurs in the cells, it can damage the DNA. And they can cause enough damage to lead to things like cancer and other health conditions. So I know they taste good. They smell good. I wouldn't recommend you eat them. Now, the nice part about everything I teach you is this. You can do whatever you want. It does matter to me because I care about you. But you can do whatever you want. Now, you don't have to do everything I say today. Let's start slowly. Let's get margarine out of our diets. Let's switch to extra virgin organic olive oil. That's an easy one. Let's get the artificial sweeteners out of our diet. Use things like stevia, lohan. That's an easy one. Let's drink more water. That's an easy one. So we start making these little baby steps, and eventually you say, I'm going to the bathroom better. you know, my love life's improving. My breath doesn't stink anymore. I'm getting frisky again. I'm starting to develop a libido that I hadn't had in years. All these things start to come back, and you start to say, oh, Dr. Joe was right. Maybe I should take the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. And if you don't want to do it, great. That's fine, too. I give my patients this challenge. Do everything I say for 60 days. If I'm wrong, so what? I'm wrong. I lied to you. I told you good food for 60 days. But if I'm right, which I am, then you can say, oh, I get it. And you'll see the change in a couple of days. This isn't a 60-day thing. You'll see a change pretty quickly. But if I can get you to reshape your habits and eat healthier food that's cheaper, better for you, easier to clean up, doesn't stink as much, less waste, and you say, you know, I mean, I'll be honest, I miss meatball sandwiches. I miss bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Just thinking about it, I can picture me and my sister as kids making bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. I'm not going to say I don't miss them. It's not worth it. That's how I look at this. It's not worth it to my health. Because I've had many people, I've had, since my high, in my high school class, what do we have, 15 or 20 people die already. Most of them from preventable diseases. And it breaks my heart. I miss my friends. And it's because they did a lot of things to hurt themselves. And that's a shame. And I don't want you to do those things. A famous guy once said, forgive them for they know not what they do. Well, I'm trying to let you know so that you don't have to make those mistakes. But if you want to do it, that's okay. I tell my patients that. This is what I recommend. This is what I would do if I was you. But whatever you decide to do is up to you, whether it's chiropractic care, whether it's orthopedic work, whether it's surgical referral, whether it's drugs, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's nutrition, supplements. But I've got 40 years of research behind me. I'm pretty good at this stuff. And this is what I do every single day. I digress. I want to talk about high fructose corn syrup. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. We're talking about things that you do to age you quickly. High fructose corn syrup. It's in so many processed foods and snacks. It's something you really want to steer clear of as much as possible. When I say as much as possible, I mean like forever. Excessive sugar is detrimental to your youthful look altogether because it's acid that eats away at the connective tissue. But high fructose corn syrup is the worst of, well, it's not the worst. Well, it is in a way. I'm going to get to that in a second. It's the worst type of sweetener. Artificial sweetener, I don't even consider a sweetener. That's a chemical. But it's so bad. The sugar in your diet can damage your skin's collagen and what's called elastin. It makes you look wrinkled. The skin is no longer firm. It starts to droop. And that's not a good place you want to be. And high fructose corn syrup, the fructose has to be converted into glucose in order for your body to use it as fuel. So the fructose goes into your liver and converts into glucose. And in the process, creates a waste product called uric acid. Uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. Makes you feel old. But worse than that, uric acid slows down the production of something called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. It increases circulation to your body. And nitric oxide is very high when we're young and goes down as we get older. We talked about glutathione earlier, same thing. And as nitric oxide levels drop, the blood vessels become less elastic. And so they don't open and close like they're supposed to. So they don't open to lower the pressure. So the pressure raises. And as the pressure raises, it puts pressure on the blood vessels. And the blood vessels start to expand, forced to expand. And the blood vessels, your body says, wait a minute, if this thing expands too much, it's going to pop. So I'm going to lay down the cement on the inside of the blood vessels to make them stronger. And that cement is called plaque, hardening of the arteries. They use cholesterol and spread it on the blood vessels. If it has a scratch in it, if the blood vessel is weak, to make it thicker and stronger. That's called hardening of the arteries. So nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels, keeps you young, increases circulation to your brain, your sex organs, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your spleen. And so as we get older, our nitric oxide levels drop. Sugar, fructose, lowers it even further. Now you got a problem. And high fructose corn syrup can lead to something called fatty liver. Now, when I was a kid, back in college, we were taught that if you have fatty liver, you are an alcoholic. Done deal. No other explanation. That was it. Now it turns out we're seeing people with non-alcoholic fatty liver as young as 5 years old. It ain't from alcohol. Where's it coming from? It's coming from the high fructose corn syrup, converting the fructose into glucose, making the uric acid, and then also causing the toxic waste products to be stored in the liver as fat. So, high fructose corn syrup, really bad. What's worse than high fructose corn syrup? How about a natural, I put quotes out there, natural sweetener called agave? Agave nectar is way higher in fructose than high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is 55% fructose, 45% glucose. Agave nectar is 80 to 85% fructose. Way higher levels of fructose that has to be converted into glucose that creates the uric acid buildup and can lead to the fatty liver and low and create the blood vessel issues. So if you're doing a lot of high fructose corn syrup, it's bad on many levels. But if it lowers your fructose, if it lowers your nitric oxide levels, gentlemen, if you ever watch any sporting event or pretty much anything, you're going to talk about little blue pills. You need this little blue pill, and it works. 50% of the time, by the way, it works. 50% of the time, it doesn't work. And men have this issue because they want to stay, you know, virile. And so I've never taken a pill, but I've spoken to people that have, and they say it works 50% of the time. So you're going to take a pill, then you're going to go out and have a few margaritas, which is alcohol, which can go through this whole uric acid process. Then you're going to eat some high fructose corn syrup, go through the whole uric acid process, lowering nitric oxide. And so you're trying to take a pill to perform like you were younger, but you're doing all the things to counteract that. And the reason the little blue pills only work about 50% of the time is you don't have enough nitric oxide in your body. It needs the nitric oxide to make it work, to open up the blood vessels. So if you take nitric oxide and stop doing the things that are increasing the uric acid production, the chances now become that you don't need the little blue pill. Oh, how cool is that? And we have a protocol in our offices. It's a protocol for ED, and it's using something called acoustic wave therapy. And what that is, we have it's a handle, and it sends really, really fast impulses into an area. So if you have shoulder issues, it can break up scar tissue, increase circulation, knee issues. Countless people we've seen that were told they have to have surgery, whether it's a shoulder, the wrist, the elbow, the knee, because of degeneration. We get them on this acoustic wave therapy protocol, and mobility starts to be restored. Can't fix everybody, but it's an amazing, way less expensive, less invasive treatment that I think everybody should try if you have, as you say, arthritis or stiffness in my joints. Any joint. Could be the spine, could be the hip, anything. We can take that same machine and put it on the male parts, and it increases the body's ability to grow new blood vessels, increases circulation to the area, recruits stem cells into the area so the stem cells can grow new tissue. Then we get you on some nitric oxide supplements. Then we give you home therapy, and the home therapy is really important to start to develop new blood vessels in that area. And in most cases, we get amazing results for men to return back to normal romantic function. And it's a fraction of what everybody else is charging. So if you want to do that, you can call my office. Just say you want an ED consultation. We'll set that up for you. But the high fructose corn syrup, the agave nectars, are preventing proper nitric oxide production. So all that scientific talk to say this, don't eat high fructose corn syrup or agave nectar. If you have to sweeten something, stevia, Lohan, xylitol, those are way better choices. Sugar, high fructose corn syrup, bad. Sugar, plain old table sugar, is 50% fructose, 50% glucose. The fructose has to be converted into glucose like we just talked about. Now, there are countless studies arguing whether sugar can cause breakouts, whether it can cause acne, whether it can damage the skin. Sugar causes inflammation, and that's a major inhibitor to clear beautiful skin. It's just that simple. You don't have to get more complicated than that. To make matters worse, sugar damages the collagen, the elastin, and that keeps your skin supple. And also sugar can be addicting. We talked about that earlier. Sugar hits the nucleus accumbens and other parts of the brain, releases dopamine. Dopamine makes you feel good. Dopamine converts into norepinephrine. Norepinephrine gives you energy, so you feel good and you have energy. Why wouldn't I want that? That's a good thing, right? It's not good long term, because you alter the chemistry of the brain, and that's a really dangerous place to be. So my secret to sugar and cakes and cookies and donuts is this. Get them out of the house. If they're in the house, you're going to eat them, if you're like me. If they're not in the house and you only have avocados and fruits and vegetables and dried fruits and nuts and seeds and all these really unfun snacks, that's what you're going to eat. And I know this. I mean, I'm human just like you. So if somebody gives me vegan, gluten-free cookies, well, heck, I want to eat them. But if I don't have them in the house, I'm not going to, because they're still a sugar, basically. They just will break down to a sugar. So really be careful with that, because the addiction, that dopamine release, you just want to get it over and over and over again. And dairy products, same thing. Cheese, especially. Cheese, we take a lot of water out. We concentrate down the proteins in the cheese, and we concentrate down chemicals that act like morphine. It's called the casomorphine. You're getting high when you eat cheese. It's not the cheese you like. It's the high you like. Sorry to break it to you, folks. It's the high. Same thing with bread. Bread has a gluten protein in there, and there's also a morphine-like protein from gluten that gets you high. And that's why I can eat bread, and I want more bread. First thing I want is more bread. Now, if I eat a gluten-free bread, I don't have that problem. I eat it, and I go, eh, wasn't as good, I'll be honest with you. But I don't have to crave it like I crave other breads. So when you understand the science behind what's going on, it's pretty easy to understand what to do and what not to do. And externally, we're talking about sugar eating away at the elastin and the cartilage. It also eats away at the connective tissue in your joints. And if it eats away at the connective tissues in your joints, the joints can move out of place. So if a bone in the spine moves out of place, it might hurt, pinch a nerve. So if a bone is out of place and it hurts, logic would say put the bone back in place. That's chiropractic care. Most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. I've had orthopedic surgeons come to me. I've had neurosurgeons. I've had physical therapists, medical doctors all come to us because this is not something that's part of mainstream medicine. I don't know how to do surgery. I don't know how to do a gynecological exam. I can't do a prostate exam. But I'm really good at putting joints back in place and then getting on the proper diet so the body can heal. If you need a gynecology exam, I'll refer you to a gynecologist. And that's why so many doctors now refer their patients to our clinics, because it's not something they can do. And I'm not stealing their business, and they're not stealing my business. We're all here to get the patient well. Good doctors are, anyway. So if you have back pain, I feel you should start with a qualified chiropractic evaluation. Because countless times we avoided surgery, we avoided injections and medications by realigning things back in place. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, come see us. Normally, the first visit is $940. I've reduced that to $299 for my listeners. That's an exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays, and a complete nutrition evaluation. I don't know anybody's doing that at any price, certainly not $299. And then if you do have problems, we'll discuss a protocol for you. We'll do a nutrition workup on you. And whatever you decide to do is up to you. But why wouldn't you want to know that there's hope? And there is. Non-surgical, non-drug. So drjoe.com, book your appointment right now. We accept almost all insurances. If the insurance doesn't cover us, we have other plans available. Many times it's real close to what you're paying, or even less sometimes than your deductibles and co-pays, because insurance is crazy. Just come see us, drjoe.com. We can get you an appointment this week. And if you're ever in a car accident, please, if the car is damaged, you're damaged. I've never seen it any other way. I've been doing this for 40 years. I teach doctors all over the world how to manage car accident cases. Doctors, lawyers, physical therapists, insurance companies. I've consulted for many insurance companies. You need to get the bones put back in place, even if there's no pain. So drjoe.com. And all the supplements we're talking about, by the way, Super Greens is an essential source. Of course, the minimum supplements everybody should be taking. I like the mint Super Greens personally, but plain is still our biggest seller. Take that every day. That's the minimum. Nitric oxide, if you have high or normal blood pressure, I'd recommend nitric oxide. If you have low blood pressure, don't take it. B-complex, so vital. Most of us are deficient in B vitamins. I take that as well. And then I have a host of other ones I can recommend. So if you want to do a nutrition consultation, I'm happy to. But all the supplements are on the website, drjoe.com. Send me your questions through the website, drjoe.com. Happy to answer your questions for you. But here's the deal. I'll answer your questions for you. I'm going to put you on the honor system. You have to follow me on all social media platforms, at Dr. Joe Esposito, all one word, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Follow me on those four, and I'll answer your questions for you. Now, I don't know if you're going to do it or not. I'm going to trust you. I believe in faith of humanity, and I also give and receive, so I'm going to give you all this information. I want you to follow me at Dr. Joe Esposito. If you're a podcast junkie, also go to your podcast service and follow me. It's Dr. Joe for the Health of It. Dr. Joe for the Health of It. And you'll get two podcasts a week, absolutely free. On social media, you'll get a tip, at least one-minute tip every single day, absolutely free. But you got to follow, at Dr. Joe Esposito. It's really, really simple, folks. If you're a member of the VA, if the VA refers you to our office, we are on a VA referral list, they pay for your treatment. So if you have issues, ask your doctor at the VA to refer you to us. And many times they will, and we're happy to see you then, too. So we're talking today about foods that age you quickly. And I can go into sugar for so long, high glycemic foods, foods like bagels, oatmeal, pretzels, pasta, cereals. They really accelerate the aging process, and they just wreak havoc on your skin, acne, rosacea, even self-proclaimed healthy cereals with whole grains. They're still sugar. That's the problem with it. So you just got to be careful not to eat those things. I like them. When I was a kid, I grew up little square oat squares. I won't say the brand name. And just thinking about it now makes me smile. I just had flashbacks of sitting at my kitchen table with my sister, my mother, and father, big box of cereal, and pouring milk on it and eating it, and it was wonderful. What a great time that was. But also at that time, we weren't spraying things like glyphosate on a lot of our wheat. We spray glyphosate on wheat to kill it so it's easier to harvest. Same thing with oats. If you're going to do oats, I recommend steel cut only. Not old-fashioned, not instant, steel cut only. It slows down the sugar absorption, what's called the glycemic index, and it has to be organic. This way you don't get the glyphosate, the weed killer, which can kill off the good bacteria in your colon and can affect your health, can affect your immune system. Really, really, really bad stuff. In fact, there's been so many lawsuits against glyphosate companies, and yet it's still on the market. So it's out there. You don't have to use it, though, because now you know that non-organic wheat and non-organic oats are probably going to have glyphosate in it in the United States. Other countries, not so bad. But here in the States, absolutely. So there you go. The more you know, and now you know. So we talked about alcohol, sugary cocktails. I mean, mojitos, margaritas, pina coladas. I remember I was on a cruise one time, and somebody bought me a virgin pina colada. This was probably 20, 25 years ago. And I hadn't had one in years. And I said, oh, I'm going to do it. And I drank it. And I went back to my cabin and slept for about 6 hours. Just wiped me out. And I thought, I'm on a cruise. I want to spend every waking moment I can enjoying this. This was an expensive vacation. Felt awful. So many of you don't know how bad you feel because you don't know what good feels like. So my challenge to you is this. Go to my website, drjoe.com, and you could listen to a show I did called The Seven Deadly Sins of Nutrition. And then listen to a show I did called So What Can I Eat? And follow that advice for 60 days. Do it for 30 days. Do it for a week. If I'm wrong, so what? I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. And when you see the changes, this is free. I have no idea if you're doing it or not. See what happens. Bonus points. Add super greens and essential source to your diet at least once a day. Those are on the website, drjoe.com. They're two powders. I mix them together. They taste great. Add that to it. Add B-complex, more bonus points. Add nitric oxide unless you have low blood pressure, more bonus points. Add glutathione to your body, more bonus points. So for the money you're going to save by not doing the alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, you are going to more than cover the cost of buying a few supplements. You have to eat anyway. You got to pick the foods that are good for you. And watch what happens. And if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, folks, just come see us. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. We're going to try to get to the cause of your pain, not just treat the symptoms. Again, chiropractic care, most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. Why wouldn't you do that? I cannot, for the life of me, comprehend why if you have pain, you're not making an appointment right now to come see us. So do that, drjoe.com, and we'll get you set up as soon as possible. Follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post every single day. So much good information I want to share with you because my goal is to naturally get you well and keep you well. I can't stress that enough. I've seen thousands and thousands, and between my other doctors, probably tens of thousands of patients, and we get extremely good success rate. Not everybody, can't fix everybody, but if you come in, do what we say. Do what we say, give it a shot. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Again, the website, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.